This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Dr. Deborah Birx, one of the doctors on the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press that social distancing will be with us through the summer. She said the measure was necessary to really ensure that we protect one another from the COVID-19 pandemic. Birx also said she thinks the United States needs a breakthrough on coronavirus testing to aid the reopening of the economy and better understand the scope of the pandemic in the United States. Over the weekend, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said the United States would need to increase its testing for the virus by at least twofold before it could begin reopening its economy. More than 940,000 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in the United States, resulting in more than 54,000 deaths. Yet some U.S. states are slowly reopening their economies after weeks of lockdown. Georgia, South Carolina, and Oklahoma are among the states that have already begun a partial reopening. The western state of Colorado will replace its stay-at-home order with a softer version that will include the opening of select businesses. New York, the state hardest hit by the coronavirus, has been under a stay-at-home order since March 22nd. That executive order is set to expire May the 15th, at which time State Governor Andrew Cuomo has said he will coordinate with neighboring states to slowly reopen their economies. The United Nations says persistent and serious long-term consequences remain more than 30 years after the explosion and fire at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine. The world body is marking the International Chernobyl Disaster Remembrance Day on April 26th. It's the 34th anniversary of the accident that spread a radioactive cloud over large parts